Good Vach, Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Tonight's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Talmudical Yeshiva of Philadelphia. There is a fascinating description of Avram Avinu, which occurs once at the beginning of the Sedra, where Avram is described as Ivri. And this is not the first time that Avram Avinu is introduced. Of course, he's Avram, he's not Avraham, but he's described as Ivri. And Farshim wonder, what is the meaning of this description? The Gemara, Chazal, tell us three different opinions as to what is the nature of this description. So one opinion is that Avram is Ivri because, and this is cited by Rashi, that he's Me'ever Hanar on this side and the rest of the world is on that side. And this indicates the uniqueness of Avram, that what Avram is willing to do, what Avram is willing to stand for, what Avram is willing to hold dear, this is unique, and it doesn't make a difference that the whole world is on one side, he's on the other. This is Avram. He is an Ivri. And this, of course, makes a lot of sense in the context of where Avram is called an Ivri, and that is as he's about to go liberate Lot from captivity. Everything says, don't take this mission on. Indeed, in the battle of the four kings and the five kings, the four kings were so powerful that five kings were unable to be successful against them. So the Dalid, the four, was a power not to be reckoned with. And Avram Avinu didn't throw caution to the wind, but he assumed the responsibility of what it means to have achrayus for your neighbor, for your relative, for your brother, in this case, a nephew, and he goes forth. It doesn't make a difference. The whole world is on one side, he's on the other, he is going to do what is right. That's Avram Avinu. Others suggest that Avram is called Avram because he is a descendant of Aver, a descendant of Aver. Interestingly enough, being a descendant of Aver isn't simply a genealogical description, but of course, Yeshiva Shem Be'Aver, Avram Avinu, has the Mesorah from whence he received it, and he is defined by the Mesorah that he received. And this, too, is an expression of saying also that Avraham is willing, Avraham is defined by, Avraham is unique in the world in that he is able to say that he is the Mesorah of Aver. And it doesn't make a difference what everybody else is saying. But the third and perhaps least well-known of the three opinions in the Medrash as to why he's called Ivri is because, yes, he's Me'ever HaNahar, geographically, he is Me'ever HaNahar, but he is Mesiach Lashon Ivri. He speaks the language of Hebrew. What is that? He speaks the language of Hebrew. This is why he's called Ivri. And if he's called Ivri at this moment, why exactly is it relevant when he's going to liberate Lot? So we have to understand what it means to speak Lashon Ivri, to speak the Hebrew language, the Lashon of Ivri. Language is not simply a way for people to communicate with one another. I'm sitting at a table and I want you to pass the salt, so I say pass the salt. That's language. True. I communicate and I'm able to express my thoughts and society is able to practically get along. We can write contracts, we can cross the street, we can go to the store and buy things because we have language in order to communicate with one another. However, on a deeper level, language is not simply about practically being able to communicate one being with another, but language actually defines who we are. Let me give you an example. So, well-known social study that was once done, and they asked people from two different languages to describe a picture of a bridge that they saw. It happens to be German and Spanish. And in German, I don't remember which one is which, but in one language, the word bridge, like Hebrew, has zachar and nekeva. So German and Spanish also do. And in one language, the word for bridge is a masculine word, and in one language, this word for bridge is a feminine word. Interestingly enough, they showed the same picture of a bridge to people who spoke one or the other language. And to a T, all of them who spoke the language in which a bridge is a masculine word described what they were looking at in masculine terms. The bridge was, you know, classically a masculine terms, like a strong bridge, a sturdy bridge. Right? And the people who looked at the very same picture and described the bridge that they saw, and they were people who spoke a language in which bridge is a feminine word, They describe the bridge in classically feminine terms, beautiful, sleek, words that are associated with a feminine description. So language does not simply enable us to communicate, but it actually defines our consciousness, our awareness of who we are. So what's pshat? So when the Medrash says that Avram was Mesiach b'loshon Ivri, it means that Avram Avinu was defined by his Lashon Ivri, by his Hebrew language, by the language in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines him. That is to say that regardless of what the rest of the world is doing, Avram Avinu is defined by the courage of his convictions, of his principles, to stand for what is right and what is strong and what is spiritually refined, to stand for whatever Dvar Hashem meant in the time of Avram, to stand for Dvar Hashem. Avram Avinu was Mesiach Lashon Ivri. Ma'ahavti sarasecha kol hayom hi sichasi. I mean, I love the Torah so much, all day I utter its words. This is not a statement of how many words of Torah one states. It is a statement of what the Torah means to me, in that it defines my very being. Kol hayom hi sichasi. When I say pass the salt at the table, somehow that is a reflection of Torah. When I say going to the store to buy milk, that too can be a reflection of Torah, because everything that I do is defined by and informed by the Torah. Ma'ahavti sarasecha kol hayom isichasi. Avram Avinu was Mesiach Lashon Ivri. He was not defined by the pagan culture around him. He was defined by the root essence of his neshama. And that is what led him to go and liberate Lot from captivity. Everything said, don't do that. And he said, no, I'm an Ivri. I must. Let me just conclude with a powerful statement that Rav Soloveitchik famously said regarding Avram Avinu being an Ivri. And so says Rav Soloveitchik, it's true that Rashi explains that the term Ivri means that he came from the other side of the river. Avram's origin was Ur Kasdim. He was an immigrant to Canaan. So the question arises, why are the people described as Ivrim forever? Why is Hashem called the God of the Ivrim in Shmos Perek Gimel? Why does Yonah, for example, identify himself as a Ivri in Perek Aleph and Yonah? Apparently, the term Ivri is more than geographical. Ivri became the symbol of Yahadus, of the faith of our nation. And according to the Medrash, Avram is called Ivri indeed, because he stands me Ever Echad. Avraham took the vision of the Borei Olam, of a new world order and a new morality, and separated himself from the rest of the world. His descendants, we, continue to carry that title. And the Jews have crossed many rivers, lived in many lands, but in the spiritual sense, we have remained rooted me Ever over the river on the other side, with a Mesorah of Kedusha and Tahara. So said the Rav. Avram Avinu is indeed an Ivri. We are the descendants of that Ivri. And in the zechus of our being able to double down on Lashon Ivri, on being defined our cultural, psychological, emotional, spiritual definition, is not the Olam around us, but comes directly from the Mesoras Hashem, from the Mesoras HaAvos, the Torah itself. That is what is going to determine our nitzchius. That will determine our future, and that will determine whether we are able to succeed as a nation, or, God forbid, continue to limp along. In the zchus of our being able to double down on Lashon Ivri, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, b'karav b'yameinu. Amen.